Tshisape Pumalanga Yokana Rise FM. You're more than welcome to dial in on the number 072-885-7702. That's how you get in touch with us this evening. It is 10 minutes before 8. We bring in now another conversation that's with the South African Local Government Bargaining Council. We're having a conversation around the Municipal Employees Pension Fund. Now, the South African Local Government Bargaining Council has written to all retirement funds in local government sectors, urging them to apply for accreditation and also to amend the rules of the funds, I suppose, to also allow members to switch to other funds. This is unlawful, and I suppose this is unlawful, as the South African Local Government Bargaining Council is not authorized to accredit retirement funds. Now, joining us this evening is the chairman of the Municipal Employees Pension Fund about how the Municipal Employees Pension Fund feels about the sentiments of the bargaining council. I'm joined there by Ubabu Sanpoy Masinga. He joins us now to converse on this particular matter. But Masinga, very good evening to you. I really appreciate having you on our program.
Good evening, Babu Skhosana, and good evening to the listeners of Rise FM.
I suppose maybe let's start the conversation by understanding imvelaphi yale ndaba, how then does the South African Local Government Bargaining Council, decides, or, what sort of influenced the decision to accredit retirement funds, and what's the position of the Municipal Employees Pension Fund, particularly on the accreditation?
Well, Mr. Skhosana, we received a letter some months indicating that we'll be actually applying for accreditation as pension funds that are actually operating in the local government sector. And we found that to be very strange because the bargaining council or SALBIC has no legal standing to actually ask private funds to actually ask for accreditation from them because they are not being actually regulated by them. So we found that to be very appalling.
But Masinga, I would ask you to, somewhat move from the position at which you are, having this conversation with me on, because I seem to be now and then losing, a gist of what you are saying. Let's maybe allow you to move to a better secured network position so for us to have this conversation. While Ubab Masinga is moving, Mpumalanga, we're having this conversation simply because the South African Local Government Bargaining Council has written to all retirement funds in the local government sector, urging them to apply for accreditation and also to amend the rules of the funds to allow members to switch to other funds. Now, this is unlawful because the bargaining council is not authorized to accredit retirement funds. And the chairperson this evening and chairman of the Municipal Employees Pension Fund is my guest to help us understand the implications of such a request. Now, Bab Masinga, what then becomes the implications of moving to other funds without consulting appropriate financial advice?
Well, the implications are very dire, and today there's quite a number of them. One of them is that you have members that have been with funds for years and years. And for them to move to other funds, it will mean that there must be an administration cost that must be paid to do that, which is actually not necessary. The other part is that you then actually ask a question that says, you have FSCA. FSCA is the one that actually accredits all the funds and the service providers which are financial in nature.
Mm.
And you cannot have then the bargaining council that is not actually allowed in terms of the Pension Funds Act to actually do that work. The only institution that will might even ask, even the FSA itself, being the regulator, it can actually ask us to do that, but it cannot force us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You will understand, Kusana Uti, the pension funds have board of directors, and board of directors are legal entities mm-hmm. by themselves. They can they can sue or they can be sued themselves. And they actually carry what we call fiduciary responsibility to members of the funds. Now, if you have SALBIC wanting to take the responsibility of being FSEA, the question then becomes who's the regulator? Let's then get into the issue of what will be the implication. The implication will be that you'll find that members that have been there for years and years are actually going to lose out in terms of their savings, that they've been into funds. They might even go to funds that are not liquid in terms of the funds themselves. You find that other funds are actually limping as we speak.
Mm.
We are from COVID and all that. And METF is not limping. We are very strong. We have a very good strategy in terms of our investment, and we're growing instead of going down.
Mm.
Now, Kusana, as I speak to you, there's actually organizations or investment companies and other funds which are limping. Some have closed down, even closed down. Now, we cannot play with the life of our members. People have actually put some money aside for years to make sure that they retire in a good state. Even the government is having problems because people don't retire very well because they don't have money. They become, you young people call them the black tax. Now, we want to avoid that situation of calling our own parents black tax and all that, to be able to stand on their own. And now something want to take us backward and actually demand that we must do that. And we're saying that it's illegal, it cannot be accepted, and we are prepared, not us as MEPF only, even other pension funds, we are prepared to even take this matter to court. And we are calling to our members, they must not shake wherever they are in different municipalities. We're having existence throughout the country. We are in actually 8 municipalities in the country with a small presence in the KZN, but we are in majority close to 7 municipalities without the Western Cape. So we are saying you cannot actually then want people to shift. And let me just say something, because I'm the other party that maybe I might actually lose before we have our time getting finished.
Yeah.
You have SALBIC. SALBIC having organizations that have their own funds in SALBIC sitting in the debt bargaining council. They are the ones that are actually trying to steal members out of other funds and want them to join them. The decision they have taken is a decision that belongs to them as a bargaining council, but not to us as the private funds. Now, that tells you that we operate on the basis of the board. The board are the only entity that can take a decision of what should happen to funds and all that. Now, the question is that if they want that accreditation and us changing the rules of our funds and all that, who are they? Because even government, let me just give a simple example, Roscoe. Recently, the Minister of Finance was actually indicating the issue of COVID and that people have actually suffered badly in terms of COVID. They don't have money, and then they want to propose that people should get at least 25% of their money in pension funds so that they actually cover their expenses and all that. Now, if you have government saying that, why government is not forcing us? Government is well aware. The Minister of Finance is well aware that you cannot have that situation because you have to via the pension fund trustees. And those trustees are the only one that will take that particular decision. Now the question remains, who are they?
Bumalang, in case you just... Yeah. If you just joined us into the conversation, I'm chatting to the chairman, Babu Usanboy. He's talking to us around, you know, the... I suppose he's talking to us about the Employees Pension Fund. He is the chairman of the Municipal Employment Pension Fund. We're talking around this, somewhat of a communication that they got from the South African local government bargaining council, writing to them saying that, they are urging them to apply for accreditation and also to amend their rules, so that they also allow their members to switch their funds. If you are a member of the Municipal Employment Pension Fund, Ubab Sanboy has assured us that you shouldn't waver because they themselves as a pension fund are not shaken by this. Now, Ubab Sanboy, I know that you have touched on the issue as to why members, should not fringe and that should not be waver. But, let's maybe somewhat solidify that point by somewhat giving us an assurance as to why they should remain with the Municipal Employment Pension Fund.
And of course, it's very important that they remain with this fund. This fund is a very strong fund. As I said before, that is a strong fund that is growing instead of going down. Today, we are actually sitting around 22 billion rand. But of course, you never heard it wrongly. It's not million, it's billion rand. Now, that tells you how strong we are. And this is the money that belongs to our members that must retire well. And now the implication of Skosanu Buzile before, I never got into this point.
Yeah.
What will be the implication? The implication is that we are owning close to 19 shopping centers in the country. And the money of these members are actually planted into those particular malls and all this situation. And we're talking close to 17 billion that is actually into that. Now, it will then mean that, let's say for argument's sake, Salbik is correct. It will mean that we must liquidate the fund. And when you liquidate the fund, you must start selling those malls that are actually generating income for our pensioners and then start paying everybody. Now, that will be actually the biggest mistake that you can ever do. And in this country, it will be history in the making. So we cannot have that thing. As we speak, we have teams of our marketing and communication that are all over the country. They have actually meetings in different municipalities. They were in Kangala. They will be in other municipalities there in Mpumalanga. They will be going to Limpopo. We'll go to all these provinces just to assure our members that just stay put. Don't be shaken. And then we are there for you. Should anything happen, Salbi, want to push this thing, we are even prepared to take this thing to court. We have prepared, we have written to them, to say, let them actually withdraw this thing because it's not making any legal sense and all that. They've indicated that, no, they are going ahead. We say to them, let's meet in court. Don't talk to us, talk to our lawyer. That's what we're actually doing. We have done that, and then we are going to actually push, and our team will be coming to members just to actually explain further. We don't have enough time on this radio because time is money.
Yeah.
We will have enough time with members on the ground, with actually the marketing and communication head being with the team on the ground to assure members that don't be shaken. There's a thing that is now called window period. Come July, people are moving and all that. That window period, it's a window to actually for the wind to go through, not for members to go through.
I know that you have touched on, you know, your recent acquisitions, and, you know, I'd like us to maybe, you know, zone in there a little bit further. You know, the fund recently invested in one of the biggest shopping malls in Johannesburg. You know, talk us, you know, about this particular shopping center, the Nicol Way Shopping Center. You know, how is this investment going to help the members of the Municipal Employment Pension Fund, particularly, you know, when it comes to their retirement savings?
It will. Thank you for asking that question, Roscosana. It's actually an acquisition, the biggest acquisition ever being actually taken by the fund, besides the government employee fund, taken by a private fund. We have actually bought Nicol Way for 1.1 billion rand. And that is actually a very high level of, you know, a shopping center that is actually going to give us close to 16 million rand per month that we are able to pay our members. Of course, we are spending close to 35 million rand per month paying our pensioners. Mm-hmm. So we need money into this investment. So that Nicol Way is ours. We are busy building another one just here in Middelburg. Another hotel that is going to actually give money more. We have actually built the first Radisson that is owned by a pension fund in this country. I'm saying in this country because I know in the whole country there's no Radisson that is owned by a pension fund, but we are owning it. It was actually opened by the president, the Honorable Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa, October last year, during the middle of COVID. And that is also some of the what you call the assets that we are bringing into this particular fund to make sure that we generate money, people are paid in time, people when they actually claim for death benefits they are paid, people when they go to pension fund they get a pension fund. But of course, Anna, you'll be surprised. We are paying our pensioners until they go to the grave. And then when they go to the grave, we pay 75% of what we're paying the person that is going to the grave, to the wife, who is the wife, and then if it's a woman, then pay to the husband, if he's still alive. And also pay to children that are there, that are actually beneficiaries. Tell me which fund you can actually get that is doing that. So these things, we are doing them, taking from the money that we're generating from all these assets that I've already mentioned. We are building the biggest mall again in Zeerust. That is also going to be the one that is actually giving more money into the fund. We are busy actually doing a feasibility study to actually also build the biggest private hospital in Bosberg, in Gauteng, Johannesburg, and making sure that it also take care of our old members and also generate money and then also specialize into cancer patients. That is what we have. We are that busy, and this busy, we're not busy only with making sure that our members are going to actually be sustainable as we have indicated as a fund.
Now, Chair, before I let you go, maybe let's touch on, you know, that aspect. I heard you hint on it a little bit earlier when you talked about, you know, having come to Mpumalanga, you've touched on the Nkangala part of the province, but also expressed intentions of going to Limpopo. You know, what should the members expect in the next few months when it comes to this educational campaign of the Municipal Employment Pension Fund?
Well, what they should expect, of course, I know we want to actually educate them, because obviously members, they are actually doing their daily work. They are not expecting these pension fund issues. And immediately they get letters like this from Salbic and all that. They get shaky. They don't know what is happening. And then if we are not going to them, then they start to actually fizzle. And it's unfortunate, because we are aware that there's HR members who work in municipalities who are actually instigators and making sure that they want to draw members to where they have their hearts in, or they have their friends in and want to pull members out of this fund and then take them to other funds, which is not actually acceptable as an HR person. As an HR person, you make sure that you accept everybody, and then a person chooses for himself or herself in which fund that they want to go. So we know for the fact that those are the things that want to educate people. They must actually call us when they do what we call induction, and people are able to choose for themselves what they want to actually do and which one they want to go to, because this is a free country. People have to choose what they want. Freedom of speech, freedom of choice, and they do that as per the Constitution, Section 36, that gives them that particular choice. Mm-hmm. So we're educating them on that, and then we are not going to the mentioned province only. We'll be in the Free State, we'll be in the Northwest, we'll be in the Northern Cape. We are just on the crusade that will be going to all these municipalities, educating our members and also making sure that where they have doubts, they are actually put into place, because we are aware that there's some trade unions that are actually influencing members because they have their own fund, and then they want to put to take these members into that because they are in the bargaining council. We are not in the bargaining council, and we don't want people to actually force members to go there. So those who actually have lunchtime meetings and briefings and all that, and telling people lies about the window period, I've indicated the window period is not for members to go through the window, it's for the lies to go through the window.
Che, thank you so much for having joined us this evening, and thank you so much for making Rise FM, you know, part of, you know, the vehicle that echoes this big sentiment of the crusade of the Municipal Employment Pension Fund. I want to thank you so much for availing yourself for your conversation this evening. Great message that you have brought this evening. I suppose that even the members, you know, now are kept at breast, having had you talk to us this evening. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. That was the Municipal Employment Pension Fund Chairman Obabu Sandboy talking to us here on Rise FM in 60 Minutes about the Employees Pension Fund. And really sent, you know, strong views coming through there, saying that members of the Municipal Employment Pension Fund shouldn't even worry about anything, because, you know, their retirement funds are in good hands, safe hands, that is, in the Municipal Employment